highs of 11 to 15 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
Oh, what's the question again? What did she say?
Today FM weather.
With Zurich. Not sure about underinsurance? Visit Zurich.ie to learn more.
I'm more into overinsurance.
Under, over,
sideways insurance. Can I get sideways insurance?
I'm not sure. Underinsurance sounds like it's lacking something.
What?
You're underinsured.
Not sure about underinsurance.
Yeah.
Maybe you're underinsured. Maybe you need to be more insured.
Mm.
What about being overinsured?
Right.
Or being insured, like I say, sideways. Or,
backwards?
Skewways. Much like this broadcast. It's a sideways glance.
Oh, no.
At contemporary Irish society.
Ray Foley.
Sideways.
It's Ray Foley.
Coming at you sideways.
You love all afternoon. On Today FM.
Look out, Ireland. I'm coming at you sideways this afternoon. Ray here, JP over there.
How are you?
Hiya, Jared. Hiya, Jared. Thanks indeed to Pamela Joyce for all the support this afternoon. For warming them up for us. Love a bit of PJ. I tell you, you opened that blind and you didn't open it.
There's two blinds.
Yeah.
Yes,
I said open, plural. I said open the blinds, plural.
But one pair of blinds. Sorry, one blind is a blinds.
What?
It's one of those things where if you have one window and there's blinds on it.
No, there's a blind.
It's singular. You would never say a blind on a window.
Open the blind on the one blind on the one window.
No, it's
and
a...
And open the two blinds on the two windows. Oh, you're impossible when you're like this. Do you remember that baby asking for water thing I was telling you about?
Right.
I played it for you before. It's the baby asking the mother for water.
Yeah.
But the child's pronunciation of water was interesting. Have a listen.
What do you want? You want water?
The child's response, you want water? Blah. So the child, for water, the child says, I've played a few before. Fun games, hilarity and hijinks. However, a man has gone and done a hit song. He's recorded
excellent.
A hit record with
yes.
the child. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
When I'm thirsty in need of hydration, I ask for water with this pronunciation. That's right. Fill my sippy cup. You heard me. I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Soft launch day 243 this afternoon.
JFM's
243 shows. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
We're still circling. We're still in a holding mm-hmm. pattern, are we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any?
No, they're waiting for the feedback from the focus groups.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they just looked on Twitter, because Twitter loves me. I wonder if they just look at Twitter and maybe just have a skim through like all the positive feedback about the show on Twitter.
Did that take very long, Rick?
It's overwhelmingly positive. Or indeed any social media or online, just Google my name and you'll only find good things about me.
Okay. Wow, your filters are doing a job.
They're working hard. You know what? My laptop gets very hot. Like very
the fan's going 90.
The fan is like... The advent of AI, Ray Foley has no idea what people actually think of him. Alright, here we go. 80,772 euros. Eddie Sheeran's and Eyes Closed. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Hiya.
Yeah, the gang's all here.
Hey-o.
Thursday afternoon, feeling great. And I must say, I'm very impressed. JP's wearing a shirt today because we're going on a mandate tonight.
At least one of us is making an effort.
Yeah. I'm wearing exactly the same clothes I wear every day, which is black jeans, black t-shirt, black runners. I did bring my black cardigan again, just in case I wanted to smarten it up.
If it gets nippy, yeah.
I want to smarten it up with a cardigan, just in case they put us next to the door to the smoking area. Actually, we're not sitting outside or anything, are we?
No.
You booked the table.
It's indoors.
This is an inside place, isn't it? Some of these RC Dublin places, I swear to God, They've got this, like, you read all good things, or you see only good Instagram pictures. Oh, this starter looks beautiful. Or look at the dessert. Oh, the dessert has melty chocolate on it. Oh, and the cocktails. Oh, the cocktails are to die for. So you book it then, and you show up, and it turns out you're eating your dinner in a tent. It's true.
Yeah, no, there's nothing worse than turning up. But yeah, we've got a booking for Avid.
I've got my table booked.
Oh, no, it's not a table. You're actually at the counter. You're at the bar. You don't mind that, do you?
Well, no, I do. I want to sit at a table. And when I book a table, I expect a table to be inside, under a solid roof, with bricks and mortar walls. And not anywhere near the door. That's what I expect when I book a table. When I book a table, I don't expect to be sitting at patio furniture. We're not COVID times now, lads. We're not sitting out in the street eating our dinners. I'm going inside. I don't, but sir, the only thing inside is the toilet and the kitchen. I'm eating my dinner in the toilet. Or in the kitchen.
Could be a loose show tomorrow. We both said we're not going to go wild tonight. That
which
is
never
the intention.
Sticks. That never sticks.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we said we'd go. The reason we're going out, actually, we're celebrating the listenership. We're celebrating basically being the greatest ever thing that has ever happened to Today FM. Since the last time we were on Today FM. Really. So, that...
I cannot keep a straight face.
That was... We were told that months ago, and we never celebrate. And our old boss always used to say, do you remember this? Willie used to always say, always celebrate your victories. Celebrate your accomplishments. Celebrate those moments. Because humans, not just in our line of work, but generally, when something good happens, when you have a good moment or a positive, a lot of us just move on because it's like, oh, you're working, you know, we have to worry about next Monday, or we have to worry about the next quarter, we've got to worry about the next show in our case. You got to move on. You know, we're always moving forward. We're never actually stopping, think, and celebrate. And Willie, our old boss, to his credit, always said, when there's something to celebrate, worth celebrating, celebrate it. Stop, give it a moment, mark it, and then move on. So, 2.5 months later, you're already in that. JP wore a shirt, I'm wearing a t-shirt. Right, the blinds thing. There's blinds and there's insurances.
Right.
0874-100-102. Hi, lads. Would you actually say... You would actually say... So, this is the blinds situation. In front of me here in the studio, there's a big window. And there's a one big window, and attached to the window, one big blind.
Yeah, the blind is in a single unit. It is not split in two.
Yeah, it is one blind on one window. So I said, open the blinds, because there are two windows. There's a window beyond the window, which also has a blind closed on it. So I said to JP, open the blinds.
So I did. I opened the blinds.
But you didn't. You only opened one blind, which is a blind.
No, it's not. It's like sheep. It's always plural.
Sheeps.
You never say sheeps.
There's no sheeps on that window. There's just a blind.
Would you go to a shop and say, can I buy a blind?
Yeah.
What have you got in a blind? You're like, what?
Yeah, because for one window. Sir, welcome to our blind shop. Clearly, you are buying one blind for one window. If you're buying blinds, you're buying multiple blinds for multiple windows.
Blinds is always plural.
Hi, lads, you'd actually say, could you open both blinds?
No.
Love the show. Hey. Raymond on Sean Leitrim. Could you open both blinds? I said, but I take your point. On show, lads, Margot here. I'm with Ray. If you only had one curtain, you wouldn't say, draw the curtain. You'd say, curtains. That's two curtains. So I would be plural in blinds for two blinds and singular for blind, one blind.
Apparently I'm wildly wrong. There's been a pylon, Ray, on the text.
Could I get a golden Labrador to open the blinds for me? Could you get in touch with the guide dogs for the blinds? Would it be such a thing that would open the blinds for me?
That's a good, I'll write that down.
I'll
write that down. You might hear that later on.
The blinds. Yeah. What was the other one? Oh, the underwriting, overwriting situation, yeah. This is under... What is it? Over insurance. One second, please. Hang
under insurance, isn't it?
Is it over insurance?
No, it's under insurance.
Do you know what? I think we need it explained first.
Today FM weather.
With Zurich. Not sure about under insurance?
Well, we're not sure. We are unsure about under... Did she say over insurance? Under insurance.
Under.
Under insurance.
Under insurance is what you put on underneath your insurance so that you don't get skid marks and you're good going out insurance.
That's under insurance. I thought under insurance was, you know, we all have that thing of like, always put on clean underpants just in case you're ever in a car accident. Yeah. Because if you're in a car accident, you end up in hospital, you're unconscious and you've got dirty boxers, you've got dirty underwear on. This is insurance against that.
Right.
So that's your under insurance. Anyway, all options. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. By the way, God love Zurich. The Zurich people listening now, and they're like, no, it's not that. She's here, you can take a break. All right, we'll do the roll call after Pharrell. This is Today FM. I'm ridiculous. Io Rapture, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Ray Foley's my name. I have a show on Today FM. I have a good friend, JP.
Hi.
Let's do a roll call. Ray Nord Warster on show. I guess JP.
On show.
Sean Paul on show freshen. Ray, this is your long weekend warning. Is it long weekend this weekend?
It is coming up.
Off to Portugal this weekend. Laura on show in Cove. We're heading off on Friday. Hey, love the show.
Hey.
Am I on the wrong thing, am I?
I think you are, yeah.
I'll refresh. No, I don't see any roll calls there. Sorry. We've got, voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Tanya's over there about the roller blinds. Tanya.
Hi Ray.
By the way, this is what now we're doing, like, do you know, like, should we not be aspiring to better, like, greatness?
It's caught the mood.
Moncrief is down there laughing at us now.
Is he?
He's talking to some three-legged goat
or
from
a sex expert
from Mongolia. A Mongolian three-legged goat sex expert.
I'd listen to that.
Don't tell us. Seriously, he's laughing at us. He's laughing at us down there.
Yeah.
We're doing blind versus blinds. Seriously. We're better than this. We're better than this.
I don't know about that.
Tanya. Sorry, go on.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Hi, JP. What about if you had, like, a set of roller blinds?
Yeah, we do have a set of roller. There's one roller blind on that window, and there's one roller blind on the far window there. And they're individual blind. They are blinds, plural, and individually they are a blind.
It's always blinds.
You don't say pull up the roller blinds. You say, will you pull up the roller blind,
blind,
please?
Yeah, the blind.
Or pull down the roller blind.
Yeah.
You don't say pull down
the roller
blinds.
No, you don't.
Just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And love the show.
Hey, cheers, Tanya. He's laughing at us down there.
Tanya's involved. She's engaged.
Those Mongolian goats, I tell you. Gary's there. Hey, Gary.
I think it's singular if it's a Roman blind.
A Roman blind? What's a Roman blind?
Not sure.
What if it's Venetian blinds?
A Venetian?
It's blinds, plural, because they have slats in them.
So why don't we ask you then to open the slats?
We're getting lost in the weeds here, folks.
The slats are plural, Gary. But the blind, still just one blind. Multiple slats. Make it up one blind.
The different slats, same as a vertical blind that has slats in it.
Yeah.
They're blinds. But if it's a Roman blind.
No.
Or a roller blind.
Yeah.
They're singular, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. If you've got blinds, right? You know those blinds, those shutters blinds? They're not even blinds.
Like.
They're shutters.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't say open the shutter.
Because there'd be two shutters, though, you see.
What if you had a shop with a roller shutter outside?
Then it's a shutter. Catherine.
Hey, Ray, it's Kat from Limerick.
Hi.
You're dead right. It's definitely blinds. I mean, you wouldn't go to a blind shop, would you, to buy blinds?
No, hang on a minute. That's my point. Catherine, I'm saying blind, one blind. And he's saying multiple blinds.
Hey Ray, it's Kat from Limerick. You're dead right. It's definitely blinds. I mean, you wouldn't go to a blind shop, would you, to buy blinds?
You wouldn't go to a blind shop to buy blinds. No, but they sell in a blinds shop, though, Catherine. They sell multiple blinds. You'd go to a blinds shop to buy one single blind. When you walk in the door, then you say,
you wouldn't say, can I have a blind, please? That's just, that sentence does not scan.
And they'd say to you, well, you've come to the right shop because it's a blinds shop.
Take that, Moncrief.
It would be a blinds shop.
Shut your mouth. Is that everyone? Yeah. Ray was telling us about the underwriting for the underpants. Mm. Yeah. Hello, Ray?
Yeah. Ray here in Kilkenny. Ray, it doesn't matter how clean my underpants are when I leave the house. If I'm walking across the road and I see a truck coming towards me, my underpants aren't going to be clean when I get to hospital.
That's actually a fairly good point. I mean, everyone says, you know, if I get run over by a car or a truck hits me, I want to make sure I've got clean underpants. How clean are they going to be by the time you get to the A&E?
Ray Foley.
A good point, well made, Ray. Thank
Care
you.
Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
Check on Moncrief there.
He's shaking in his boots.
He's quivering,
yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Stay on Today FM. Lady Gaga is next. The last word. Are you sure I wanted to do? Moncrief is laughing at us. He's down there in his lair with all the lights off, rubbing his hands in glee. So blind or blinds? What do you say about a window that only has one blind on it? Are they still close the blinds? Open the blinds. Or open or close the blind, singular. 0874 100102. Lindsay has insight into this. She says, Ray, my head is sore.
Yeah.
Shaz wants to weigh in on this as well. She says, lads, you've said the word blind so many times it no longer sounds like a real word from Shaz. Blind. Blinds or blind.
Blinds.
The word blind is starting to sound very weird, says Claire. Lads, the word is blind and it's lost all meaning now, from Paddy. And another Paddy's over there, 0874 100102. Paddy?
Do you know how to make a Venetian blind?
What, sorry? Do you know how to make a Venetian blind? Is it like from scratch, is it?
Do you know how to make a Venetian blind?
Do you know how to make a Venetian blind?
You poke them in the eyes. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. I suppose. Are Venetian blinds actually made out of real Venetians?
A lot of Venetians.
I'm to import them in on the Ryanair. Shania Twain, this is Today FM. I've known a few guys who thought
they were. Okay. So what do you think?
You're Elvis or something? God's gift. That's all. God's gift to Irish radio. Good afternoon, I'm Ray Foley. Even I can't say it with a straight face. Yeah, Shania Twain, playing Shania Twain because... Call out country hits. If you like your country music, well, ma'am, you've come to the right place.
Shucks.
Download the Today FM app and swipe over to Go Loud Country Hits. Yeah. Now. Do you like that?
That's nice.
I've got a bunch of them, actually. I was
thinking, that's a nice touch, actually.
Every time we're mentioning or giving a plug for the Go Loud Country Hits, yeah, when we inexplicably play a country song, mm-hmm, then we could just go... Yeehaw! Download Go Loud... Let's go again. Yeehaw! Go Loud Country Hits! Woo-hoo! Swap over on the Today FM app now!
Hot dog!
Hot dogs, indeed. Hot dogs all around. Would that be a country music delicacy, a hot dog?
I think cowboys say hot dog, don't they, when they're excited?
Oh, they're hot dog. Beans and hot dog. Chili. Do you like cooking your dinner in a teapot? Well, in that case, you've come to the right place. Go Loud Country Hits, available now on the Today FM app.
Boat Trip 2024.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What? One more. In that case, and one more. Would you like to make America great again? Well, we want to make your ears great again. That's because we got Go Loud Country Hits. Banging out back-to-back country tunes for you. Well, where you get it, I hear you say?
Go Loud Country Hits.
No, where you get it, I hear you say?
On the app.
No, you say, where you get it?
Oh, where you get it?
You get it on the Today FM app. Swap over now. Yeah. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. Ray Foley.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Harry Styles, and as it was, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Happy Thursday, friends. Oh. Yeah, Thursday. We got the long weekend ahead of us. We should have a la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
Yep. Thanks for that, Mairead. It's your long weekend reminder. And the discussion continues, rumbles on. The nation animated and excited about blind versus blinds. Mm. Blind versus blinds. Davey's over there. Davey, hello.
Thought I'd share this with you.
What?
So my parrot at home is after eating a big hole in the end of my blind.
Right.
So now I have to go and take that blind off the window and bring it down to the blind shop. Uh-huh. And ask the man in the blind shop to fix my blind.
Well, is it a blind shop or a blinds shop is the question.
Well, it's a blinds shop.
It's a blinds shop.
Yeah.
You go into the shop, the blinds shop. Hang on.
Go into the blind shop. That's like a charity shop.
I think you go to the blind. Which side are we arguing again?
I'm arguing that even if there is a singular tool on your window to block out the sun, I would say that's
the blinds.
The blinds. You would draw the blinds or pull the blinds. You
even
don't
if there's
the
only
blind.
One blind.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You can go to one blind to the go to the blinds shop to buy one blind. And you walk in, you say, can I have a blind?
Nobody has ever asked that question.
Because Davey, me parrot is after eating the bottom of me blind. Me one blind. You don't say the parrot is after eating the bottom of the blinds. The bottom of the blind he ate.
So, yeah. Love the show, lad.
Hey, cheers, Davey. Stephanie's there then as well on the...
Hi Ray, hi. It's Stephanie here in Kildare. Totally agree with you about singular blind and multiple blinds and going to the blinds shop, but riddle me this. Do you go to a shoe shop or shoes shop? I think we all know the answer to that one.
Yeah, we do all know the answer to that one, and it's the shoes shop.
What is it?
You go to the shoes shop to go and buy shoes in the shoes shop. Hi. I'd like to buy a pair of shoes here in the shoes shop. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Ciara King. She's Ciara King. Everybody, it's Ciara King. One only Ciara King on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Blind
or
blinds?
You're talking about blinds.
Yeah.
Blinds, definitely. And the OCD in me, remember when you'd have blinds and they'd be all bunched up and then you'd undo them and then you'd have to dust them?
Yeah. Oh, this is Venetian blinds, like, is it?
Venetian blinds I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Dusting in between the slats and give it... Or you can give it a good blow. Or you can get the Hoover out.
Yeah, use the Hoover.
But the Hoover never does a good enough job.
I never did that. I did it by hand, because obviously I made it harder for myself.
Have you not gotten these ads on Instagram for these special dusters for Venetian blinds? Have you not gotten those?
No.
It's a funny-looking duster. It looks like a hand, like a feathery hand. Mm-hmm. And each of the fingers... goes between each of the slats right. in the single Venetian blind.
Come here, Ciara. How do you make a Venetian blind? Ciara.
I'm trying to think. Something to do with a gondola. I have no idea.
Ciara, come here. How do you make a Venetian blind, Ciara? You poke him in the eye.
You poke him in the eye,
goddammit, Ciara.
And then he's all like,
I can't see. My eyes are sore.
I've three been to the canal.
You can't say that.
You can't what?
In 2023.
What, that they've got canals in Venice?
You can't say that.
What are you...
You can't generalise about Venice.
They do have canals
in Venice.
They've
got so much more than canals.
They've got gondolas. They've got the...
Yeah, pizzas. Yeah.
I love, that's where my brain went. Venetian, gondola.
Well, that's true. It's fair enough, a gondola. Have you ever been on a gondola?
I have been on a gondola on my own in Venice, and I was on a tour, and there was a couple on the tour with me, and we ended up on a gondola together, and I offered to take a picture of the two of them, obviously, because it was very romantic, and it was in Venice, whatever, and you could see them afterwards being like, are we going to be stuck with this girl the whole way on this gondola tour? Yeah, it was very embarrassing. Delicious ice cream from Italy.
Just a dream. Give me cornetto from the HB ice cream. Why are you here again, Curious? To talk about movies, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do some films. So, We've got loads to talk about actually this week, and there's loads of excitement about Guardians of the Galaxy the Third.
Do you know what? I'm actually very excited about this because I've been following them since 2014. But here it is. It's the final movie in James Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy. It's time for Star-Lord and all the lads to kind of say goodbye.
Have a listen. Here's Guardians of the Galaxy 3, the latest Marvel film.
My sacred mission is to create the perfect society. Incinerate them.
We were always searching for a family. Until we found each other.
Are you ready for one last ride?
We'll all fly away together into the forever in a beautiful sky.
They've got form with it. That sounds absolutely sensational. Ooh. The trailer. They've got.
I don't
form.
Know about you guys, yeah, but I'm crying already.
Yeah, me too.
They're pretty obvious though. Like something. It's going to be sad. It's going to be emotional. And when they're saying it's going to be a goodbye, it's going to be a big emotional goodbye, a big final farewell. I was just going to say, but was it Rainbow? Since
it is indeed, yeah.
Since you've been gone. Since you've been gone. They did this before with the Thor trailer and the trailer for Love and Thunder with, was it Guns N' Roses that on that?
Oh, it might have been, yeah.
I think it was a Thunderstruck, it was.
That's AC/DC. Hang on 1 second.
Oh, that's AC/DC. Sorry, yeah, maybe
Love
I'm wrong.
And, sorry, please hold.
I mean, it makes sense given the title of the movie.
Trailer, what?
Well, that'd be Thunderstruck. All I can say is, I really hope that...
Well, hang on 1 second, hang on, let's go find it.
It's better than Love and Thunder.
Kids, get your popcorn now. Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. After saving planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. Well, he got in shape.
Yeah, it is.
He went from
there. Guns N' Roses.
Is this? No. Hang on. Oh, Sweet Child of Mine, is it?
Yeah, it's Guns N' Roses.
He claimed his title.
Skim on there.
Let's see who you are. I take off your disguise. And flick. Oh.
You flicked too hard, damn it!
Shall we help him? And eventually.
He's Greg. Quite naked in that bit there. I don't know that's it's entirely appropriate for daytime radio.
So man. It is Guns N' Roses, isn't it?
It is Guns N' Roses on that one. And then Ant-Man, hang on. Ant-Man, Quantumania. Quantumania trailer, they did something similar with another classic rock song. Please hold.
I used to ask myself a lot of questions.
Elton John.
Scott, you're at ex-con.
Is it?
How are you?
On my yellow brick road.
There's something I never told you.
And they remixed this for the trailer.
Please.
Can I also just say as well, it's all...
Yeah.
It isn't what you think.
Take an old classic song and they put a all over it. Excellent use, though, it has to be said of Since You've Been Gone by Rainbow in the trailer.
I think the Flaming Lips are also going to feature in this movie as well, because the cast are all going on about do you even realise, you know, that brilliant, do you realise that brilliant Flaming Lips song? So the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, it's going to be 90s.
Ooh.
Oh, do you remember at the end? Yeah, the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Peter Quill was given like some sort of an iPod and there's 300 songs on it. So it's going to be a 90s soundtrack for the very final movie.
Well, yeah, and music has always played a massive part, particularly from the very outset. Wasn't it Ooga Chaka, Ooga 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 Chaka?
Blue Suede, was that?
Loads of great songs on the soundtrack.
He's really good. James Gunn is brilliant. He nails it, doesn't he?
Yeah, music-wise.
But yes, I think... this is going to be a very sad goodbye for the Guardians of the Galaxy. Peter Quill, Star-Lord, he is still reeling from the loss of Gamora, who he lost in Infinity War But remember, a new Gamora came in Endgame. Yeah. So that might be a little bit confusing. But it's going to focus, I think, on the origin story of Rocket Raccoon, voiced, of course, by Bradley Cooper. And I think the Guardians of the Galaxy get back together for one last quest. And it could possibly lead to the end of the Guardians as we know them.
Are there any... Well, it will, actually. I can tell you it will, because your man Gunn, who directed this and the previous Guardians, he's gone off to head up DC's Batman, Superman, all of that end of things for DC and the DC extended universe for Warner Brothers. So he's gone. So he'll be wrapping it up in a nice little bow by the end of this film.
Yeah. People are saying this is the best Marvel movie since Endgame, but that it may be one of the darkest movies in the trilogy yet. Well, that's kind of fair. Did you know, sorry, this is a complete side note, James Gunn was married to Pam from The Office.
Really?
There you go.
Was no longer.
They were married. Was no longer married.
Okay, well, there you go. It's out this weekend, is it?
It is out on May 3rd, so book your tickets.
Next week, so early next week, you're going to be able to get your tickets. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, a third and final gun, and maybe the end of the Guardians in the MCU. I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's dreadful. Absolutely terrible. So hopefully this is better. Let's play some Rainbow on today's... Rainbow, and since you've been gone, this is Today FM playing the music you love. A classic rock song, and if you like your rocks, Today FM rocks on the Today FM app. Back-to-back rock tunes and Ed's on tonight from 10 p.m. Kira is over there. Kira King, good afternoon.
What up?
Damien texted, he said, Ant-Man is enjoyable, not terrible. No, the first Ant-Man is grand. I mean, compared to all of the Marvel films generally, it's grand, not amazing. The second one is not great. Ant-Man and the Wasp, not great. And then the latest one, Quantumania, is truly terrible. And they're flogging a dead horse with this Kang business. This is Kang, the bad guy. They're setting him up to be the, I guess, the Thanos of the new extended
multiverse.
So he's going to be the bad guy that's going to be featuring as the ultimate bad guy in a lot of the films, I think. And I've said this, right? I'll own it. I'd like to say I'm a bit of a nerd, right?
You can say that.
I'm well versed in nerd culture, geekiness, sci-fi. I'm fairly well educated, clued in, and I can get to grasps of the plot pretty quick.
Right.
I cannot for the life of me understand all this timelines and multiverses and... He's a bad guy, but there's loads of different versions of him. I just don't understand it. And this, it's not just for me, an adult, who is inclined to be able to get it. This is supposed to be for kids as well. I don't know how they're going to continue this. There's talk of him being cancelled anyway, so it remains to be seen whether or not they're going to stick with the whole Kang story going forward. And there's no other ones. Right, let's have a look at what else have we got next?
Kira?
What about Baby J? I really want to talk to you about John Mulaney's special on Netflix.
Oh yeah, let's do that then. What have you got?
Well, this is his anticipated next Netflix special, because I think it's fair to say he's had an unusual couple of years. John Mulaney, he nearly got cancelled, didn't he, for getting a divorce. And he's back after, you know, doing a stint in rehab and kind of getting his life together again. But you guys saw him, didn't you?
Yeah, we saw him live in Dublin a number of months ago. He's quite straight up and quite honest about his battles with drugs, his rehab. And it all features, actually, in his comedy. It's called Baby J. Have a listen. Here's a little bit of it.
In December of 2020, I went to dinner at a friend's apartment. But it was not dinner. It was an intervention for me. My least favorite kind of intervention. I walked in, there were six of my friends in New York in person, and six of my friends over Zoom from LA. And you may be thinking, hey, if that was me, I would have been like, if you're so worried about me, how come you didn't fly in? Don't worry, I said that several times.
He's the frankness and the honesty about his lived experience in terms of dealing with his drug addiction and rehab, it's quite refreshing. Like, he's brutally honest in this, Kira.
he is brutally honest, and it gets, you know, goes to some dark places, you know, and there is some very funny jokes, like he just mentioned there about the intervention. That intervention, for people that don't know, is 12 very famous comedians that were in the apartment awaiting John Mulaney to help him, you know, go on his rehab and addiction journey of recovery. I see, I don't know, did you guys see the same show that I showed?
I think
that
so, I saw? I think it is largely the same stuff, he did.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stories about what he did to get money to try and buy drugs. There's a funny story about Pete Davidson, Al Pacino, when he's in rehab and he gets a phone call.
Yeah,
that's the same. Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure that it's the same, that it was the same show that you guys saw on the live show. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I didn't feel that he gave 100%. I didn't 100% believe the look at me now, I'm fine shtick. And it's like that he hasn't processed his new this new life that he's living, but he's made a comedy show out of it.
Really, that's interesting that you make that observation.
Yeah,
and that's why, like, because he's straight into talking about it and making jokes about it rather than actually dealing with it. Is it?
But he even said it though himself. He was like, "If you're disgusted," like he told the story about buying a Rolex watch to go and sell it for cash, because he basically told his accountant to cut him off, because to tell him not to give him any money so that he wouldn't go and buy drugs. And he says at the end of that bit, he says, "If you think that is a really uncomfortable story and you're not okay with it," he said, "that's the story that I chose to tell you." You know, alluding to the fact that there's a lot worse that we weren't going to hear about his kind of journey over the last couple of years.
But is that not kind of, does that not in itself show that, like, oh, there's some things I'm going to put in this show, some things I'm going to be public and honest about.
Oh, completely.
And then the rest of it I'm going to process myself, and that it's going to have to be private between me and my friends and my family.
Which is fair enough, but it was just so obvious to me. I was like, oh, there's a lot of darkness here that he's not kind of, that he hasn't gone into as of yet. I'm not saying that he should, by the way. It's his comedy show. But I just thought that he could maybe have given just a little bit more.
Did you find it funny?
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. I suppose that's the job,
still talking about. Yeah, see, that's it. And, like, I didn't realise it was going to be all about rehab and all about the intervention. And that didn't bother me at all. 40 minutes in, I was still being entertained, and I was actually disappointed when it was over. I think he's brilliant.
He's absolutely fantastic. Very, very quickly, we've no time. We're out of time. I wanted to mention Peter Pan and Wendy. Have a listen. This is the new iteration of the Peter Pan story for Disney. Have a listen.
I don't want to grow up. I want things to stay the way they are.
Can't stop time, Wendy. Whether you like it or not.
Are you Peter Pan?
Were you expecting someone else?
I can fly! Is that
Neverland? Is this everything you dreamed of?
I could never have dreamed of this! What is this place?
No rules, no schools, no bedtimes, and most of all,
no growing up.
Peter Pan is back. The boy who never grew up.
Yeah, what people don't know from the trailer is Jude Law is Captain Hook in it. So that will be interesting to see him kind of take on that classic role. And he stayed in character as Captain Hook on set. So he's become a method actor.
All right. So what, did he have to chop off his own hand or have it eaten by a crocodile? Walk around
that's
with a hook on. Yeah, okay.
But what I thought was so funny was people on Twitter, when they saw that Jude Law was Captain Hook, they were lamenting the fact that Disney somehow managed to get this absolutely gorgeous hot actor and turn him into somebody not good looking, with a long grey frizzy beard and a wig and a furry moustache, whatever. Oh. And I'm like, if people can't handle Jude Law as Dr. Hook, well then you really don't want to see Colin Farrell as the Penguin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a whole other thing.
Like,
And that's, is that on Disney Plus, or that's going to be in the cinemas? Oh, Disney Plus.
As of tomorrow, it's on Disney Plus, and it's a lot darker. It's a more darker look at Peter Pan and his more unlikable characteristics and why Captain Hook hates him so much.
There you go. Peter Pan and Wendy on Disney Plus this Friday, and you can catch John Mulaney's comedy special Baby J on Netflix. Kira King, thanks so much.
Thank you, boys.
Have a lovely weekend. Adios.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Massive money on the cash machine, over €80,000. We're making the call for you next.
Weekend Breakfast.
Flora there, good feeling today, FM. Playing music you love.
Oh, Flo Rida, of course, yeah, Flo Rida.
Hello there, Ray Foley, the afternoon. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
Sad news, actually. Jerry Springer has died. They've just announced that the death of Jerry Springer, he was 79 years old. He'd been ill for a little while and sadly passed away today. Jerry Springer, at the age of 79. Do you ever do that thing then of immediately checking the person's Wikipedia page? Because yeah. It's only just broken and it's already been changed to was.
Right.
He was an American broadcaster. Do you remember, off the top of your head, do you have any Jerry Springer trivia or nostalgia that you might remember from when you were a kid or at home from school in secondary school watching Jerry Springer?
I just remember the scraps and the final. Big Steve.
Big Ball.
Security
Big
Steve.
Steve,
can I just say, not a criticism, but always slightly slow off the mark. Because you could see the people were squaring up and it was about to kick off. Steve was, he was in the vicinity.
He was not reading it well.
But
was he
was not in between them. So you might get a dig in and then Steve's there.
Steve got his own show, a spin-off show, doing exactly the same thing, just ignoring people fighting for just long enough to let them fight each other. Get a couple of punches in and then pull them off each other. Then, of course, there was the Jerry chant. Jerry. Hopefully they're chanting him in heaven, in TV heaven. There was also the thing that everyone always said about Jerry Springer, which is he used to be a mayor, you know. He used to be a mayor.
Serious politician.
He used to be an actual real politician. He was the mayor.
I liked his final thoughts. There would have been absolute mayhem. And then he would sign off with some homespun wisdom, as if we'd all learned something other than never open an envelope with a parental test in it. Don't go near that.
There's literal blood on the carpet and they just bring over a high stool for Jerry to sit on and go, and remember, take care of yourselves and each other.
Ray Foley.
Jerry Springer, all right.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
Apparently he was sick of it in the end. That's why he walked away from it. He was like, I've done enough of this. I don't want to do it anymore. Also, he was... of all of them, and there's been loads of them, the Jeremy Kyle, of course, he copied him, and there's loads and loads of them. Of all of them, he always seemed to be removed from it. Mm-hmm. Like, he was always, the way he walked around, he had an air of like, geez, lads, isn't this gas, kind of about him, which I also appreciated. Right, Stanton FM, we play the Sugar Babes next. Mighty Cyrus and Flowers, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon, it's Thursday. Here comes the weekend. The finish line is almost in sight. And tomorrow on the show, your chance to win a fabulous trip for two, 7 nights in the 4-star Paradise Bay Resort in Melihah, Malta.
Melihah.
It's in Malta anyway, so it's probably warmer than here. All with thanks to Sunway, one of Ireland's most trusted holiday companies. If you're looking to book your summer holiday, check out sunway.ie for great value holidays to amazing destinations. You can book flights, You can book flights, hotels and transfers hassle-free, all in one place. Sunway.ie.
Right.
Thank you. I feel like I kind of fudged it a bit in the middle.
We'll fix it in post, it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
We're looking for your... Get away stories. Stories that make us say, get away. And we'll put you in the draw tomorrow. Anya's over there. Anya?
Hey, Ray and JP. I'm just thinking of the time that I was actually getting away, waiting for a flight.
Right.
The only problem was that I was waiting for this flight above in Shannon Airport. And the flight was going over to the UK because I was planning on a long weekend with a guy that I was seeing at the time over there. And so I was ringing in sick to work while I was at the airport. And... telling them I was dying sick and I really couldn't get into work today. And next thing, there was an announcement by the airport tannoy for passengers for a flight.
Do you know what? You dead right. You deserve everything you get, you cheeky mare. The neck of you. The cheek being in the airport. Calling in sick from the airport.
The neck!
Delighted you got caught.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Would the absolute chancers get back to work, please? Please do not leave your luggage unattended. Sorry, Anya, go on.
And I'm on the phone to the boss and I'm like, no, it's just the radio. It must be the radio trying to talk over the tannoy. Oh, God, yeah, remember that one. Cringy, but had a great time.
Well, at least you enjoyed the holiday.
This is Anya in Waterford, by the way.
Cheers, Anya.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Anya. I tell you, I'll put you in to win. Add Anya's name to the draw. Who else have we got? Paul is over there. This is another airplane one, is it? Hang on.
Right. Hi, lads. So years ago, I worked as an air hostess with British Airways, long haul. And I hadn't really travelled very much. And all of a sudden I realised I was after getting a trip to Sydney. So I was so excited because when I was younger, I was always wanted to go to Australia.
Jesus, yeah.
I was obsessed with whales and sharks and all of that kind of stuff. So as we were coming into land, the flight crew offered to have me up in the flight deck for the landing. So I went up and I was sitting there. I could see the Sydney Opera House. And just as I looked out the window, I saw this big, huge whale. And not only was it there, but it was actually following the plane.
Wow.
And I got really emotional and I was like, oh my God, look, there's a whale and it's actually following the plane. And until the first officer turned around and went, actually, Paula, that isn't a whale. It's the reflection of the aircraft on the water.
And it's exactly the same speed as a fast-moving Boeing 757. Jesus, look at them. That is a fast whale. And what's with the wings?
Mm.
And the
those are big fins.
They've got engines under the fins.
So as you can imagine, I nearly died with embarrassment. And for the rest of the trip over there, everyone just kept saying, Paula, be careful. There's a whale.
Well done, Paula. Do you know what? We'll put Paula in as well. Yeah.
All right, Paula.
One more. I'm running out of time here. Come on, one more. 0874 100 102. We want to get you in to win with sunway.ie. This trip to Malta in the draw tomorrow. Amy's over there. Amy?
Hi, can someone ring me, please, and pretend to be the cash machine because my five-year-old son is crying because he doesn't get to go to Smith's because we didn't win the cash machine.
So you want us to pretend... Sorry, because you didn't win the cash machine, you want us to pretend.
And now I can't get him out of the car.
Oh, no.
Seb?
Seb.
Sebby? Seb? Are you finished crying?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, God, love him. He's still crying.
Poor Seb.
Let's ring her so and pretend.
What?
Okay.
Just pretend to be the... See, the thing, I don't want this to be legally binding in any way.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Amy?
It is.
Hi, Amy. Am I on speaker?
You are, because Sebby's with me.
Oh, Seb's there
still
as well.
The
okay, all right. We're coming. Stay there, 1 second.
Oh, my God.
All right, then, folks. It's time to do the Today FM Cash Machine.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
And it's... we got to do the ringing first. Hang on 1 second. Hang up again and answer again, Amy. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, when
this isn't legally binding.
This is not legally binding.
Okay,
T's
and C's. Okay, okay,
but this... Okay, right? It's not legally binding anyway. This is for Seb, yeah?
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll hang up.
Answer after five rings.
Before five rings. All right, then, it's time to do the cash machine call. I'm filling in for Barry today.
Yeah.
You know the drill. Answer within five rings, give us the exact toll, and you win the cash. This is not legally binding.
No, that's one ring.
Two rings.
Three rings.
How
many rings, Seb?
Four rings.
Hello?
Four rings. Hello, Seb. Well done. Yeah. So, hello, who's that?
Amy and Seb.
Hello, Amy and Seb. And where are you guys today?
Cork. In Cork.
You're in Cork. Whereabouts in Cork do you live, Seb?
Where do you live? Do you know where you live? What's your address? Douglas.
Douglas in Cork. Beautiful Douglas. Yeah. And how old is Seb? How old are you, Seb?
Five.
5 years old. Okay, right. And did you want to go to Smith's today?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you want to get?
I want to get Kirby in the Lost World.
Kirby in the Lost World. Kirby in the Lost World. Is it on the Switch, is it?
So yes, I can't see it.
Yeah, okay. Well, all you got to do is give us the total on the Today FM cash machine. And then
you do it.
Then Amy will be able to get you out of the car and you go to Smith's. The
pressure's on.
Okay.
Do you know the number, Seb? Have we got it written down somewhere?
807.
7.04. Go on, Seb, you got this. Come on, man, you got this, dude.
Say 807. 807.
8072.
72.04.
Yeah. 0.04. That's right! Yay! Yay! All right, Seb, you're a legend. You're unbelievable, dude. Well done. Now, will you get out of the car for mom now and go to Smith's?
We're sitting outside Aldi now.
I said the Aldi. Okay, well, in that case, maybe you can go back around to Smith's or drive back around.
Yeah.
For which Aldi are you outside?
Green.
All right, okay. So you're not too far away from the Smith's on the Kinsale Road.
Exactly. Not too far at all.
Not too far at all. Listen, I wish we could have given you the €80,000 in fairness, but you're probably all right for the game.
This one way holiday will do, thanks.
Well, I tell you what, actually, I'll put you in that draw tomorrow. How about that?
Perfect.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, we'd love
that's
to.
That's only for two, though, isn't it? Is that me and Seb? Or?
Well, it's for two, yes. You can take him with you. Yeah, that's you and Seb, if you like.
Yeah.
And who?
Right, that can't go.
I'm fine.
His brother's in the car as well.
His brother. What's his brother's name?
Isaac.
And we want Isaac to go as well. Did Isaac just say, I'm fine? Isaac doesn't want to go on holidays with you.
Yeah.
Nah, you're grand. Pass. We've got to go in and get into Aldi and do the shopping. Listen, guys, thanks so much for taking the call.
Okay, everyone say, all right, by the way.
By the way, love the show.
Yay! Yay! Cheers, Sam. Cheers, Isaac. Bye, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Have a lovely day. This is Today FM. Why don't we buy the game for the child? Something just have to occur to me.
Can we expense that?
Yeah, buy the game. Will you tell Amy we'll buy the game for Seb? Poor baby. He just wants the game for a Switch. Give someone $80,000 half an hour ago. Like, come on. Adams and Mel C, Baby When You're Gone. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
I swear to God. So much planned and yet we just ran out of time. Time was against us. We didn't get to do Guardians of the Galaxy Ripple, where Guardians of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt reveals his favourite chocolate treat is a Galaxy Ripple bar. We didn't get to do Malta Small Things. Malta Small Things, where we talked to Malta's leading Blink 182 tribute act. They've got a residency in the Irish bar there in Valletta. Happy hours 8 to 9 p.m.
Great night out.
That's Malta Small Things. And we didn't get to do In the Land of the Blinds, The One-Eyed Man is King, where we talked to the one-eyed owner of Ireland's biggest blinds shop.
It could be a thing.
In the land of the blinds, the one-eyed man is king. I just got some great news in my ear.
What's that?
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Yes. Ray Foley.